All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. It's hard to believe, but President Joe Biden is going to be delivering his first State of the Union address. And I'm really, I'm looking forward to it. I think that Joe Biden has been unduly criticized for the things that he's attempted to do by progressives as well as people on the right. You know, he made every effort that he could with his Build Back Better plan to address the wrongs that exist in our society. And through no fault of his own, he has been vilified because of a couple people who did everything within their power, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, to prevent the passage of the Build Back Better plan, which had many of the things that people have been asking for and putting the American people first above all the other entities. Joe Biden was attempting to do the right thing, and he came up short not because of who he is. He came up short because of two stubborn people who, as we find out as time goes on, had their own ideas and were certainly had some things going on in their lives that made it possible for them to deny tens of millions of Americans an opportunity at a better life in this country, and they should never be forgiven for it. But it certainly wasn't Joe Biden who did that. Now, it's certainly Republicans and conservatives have vilified President Joe Biden as if Joe Biden was has no clue or no concept of what he's doing. Joe Biden has done some great things in his little over a year that he's been in office. And if you start adding up the things that he's done, he's certainly done more on the positive side than on the negative side. So when you're dealing with Republicans who want Donald Trump back, and anybody who wants Donald Trump back, we certainly got to question your mental health. Well, Joe Biden has not done anything right. If we listen to Republicans, and sometimes if you listen to progressives, he hasn't done anything right because many of the things that progressives wanted to move forward, Joe Biden has not been able to do it. And yes, Democrats have had control over all three branches of government. But you can't even say that when the margin was so close, 50-50 split, that two Democrats were able to prevent by not voting along with other Democrats the passage of many of these plans that Joe Biden had. But I'll tell you something. I'm looking forward to seeing him and giving him a chance, giving him an opportunity. As it turns out, I like more of what Joe Biden did and was attempting to do than former President Barack Obama. Now, you may say, well, Earl, you're crazy. I'm not. Barack Obama worked towards getting the Affordable Care Act passed, which was fine. And certainly it has stood the test of time, and it needs to be brought up to speed. But former President Barack Obama did not have the courage to address the issues that Joe Biden has attempted to address with all of the things that have impacted and affected the American people. The lack of opportunities in this country, the lack of financial security, all of those things. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Right now we have Derek from Tosa on the line for you.
Hey, Derek, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hello, Mr. Ingram. It's Eric of Tosa. Long time no speak.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, good, good, good. Glad to hear you back on the airwaves here in Milwaukee. I know you were streaming, but it's good to hear you on the radio again, driving my truck.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say about the, you know, you were talking earlier about mental health.
Right.
And me being a 50-something, you know, white, cisgender, as they say, male, you know, fairly successful. You know, I deal with mental health. You know, we all deal with mental health. It's like you said, it's not, nobody's immune to it. And recently, you know, I was doing some marching, you know, during the protests and things, and got arrested in Wauwatosa and faced charges for it, you know? And it was kind of crazy, because what it does is it gives you that glimpse. You know, you got to go to court, you're getting dates, you're getting things hanging over your head. And just to imagine, you know, the focus of police on black communities, and to think that when you're 17, 18, you've already got this hanging over your head and you're not even an adult yet. And the way it's targeted and things, and how it affected me and impacted me, it gave me a perspective that, you know, honestly, I hadn't really had before. And it's a new learning experience, but it's something that really people need to understand, that, you know, you talk about mental health, and that is mental health. I mean, to be at a point and you know, have that where you just feel that it's bound to happen.
Well,
you know,
well, so let me say this, man. We're going to be talking a lot about mental health on my program, because I honestly believe that we live in a country that is not talked about enough, and that people look at people with mental health as if they're somehow weak. And you tie that into, well, you know, the person should be stronger than that. But that's because there are people who don't know, they don't understand what creates it.
And who's around you? Not only the individual, but who's around you?
Yeah, man. You know, mental health is, again, one of those things that our nation, more so than other nations, should prioritize, because we are in a position financially that we really can make a difference and improve the lives of so many, because it doesn't get any better. The earlier you catch it, the better the chances of helping people learn how to live with it. At some point in time, all of us are going to suffer some kind of mental issue, because the society is so unforgiving that you get to a point, man, where you sometimes want to give up. And that's what we have to do, man. We have to get to a point where we give people an opportunity to talk with specialists and people who can help them to make the society
better. And if I could add something,
go ahead.
If I could add something to that, that's also the moment, at that moment you're talking about, when a lot of people turn to narcotics. And we don't look at that as a connection. We look at it instead as a crime.
Man, listen, I don't disagree with anything you have said. You are right on point. And as I said earlier, my program is going to be used as a platform to talk a lot about mental health. And so, man, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Real quick, Mr. Ingram.
Go ahead.
I'd like to say one more thing. I heard something from Oprah Winfrey about 5-6 years ago. She did a program. And she talked about, she was here in Milwaukee, you know, because originally she's from Milwaukee. And she was here, and she did a program with trauma, children and trauma. And there was a big takeaway from that that I took away from it, and ever since I've tried to do this, is like you were talking about before, is talking about problems. What's the problem? What's your problem? And a simple change in the question of what happened to you. Not what's your problem, but what happened to you. And it changes the whole conversation.
You know, man, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. I'm sure we'll be having more dialogue down the road.
For sure, Mr. Ingram.
Hey, tell somebody.
It's an honor. I'm glad to hear you back.
Well, I'm honored, man. Tell somebody we're here. And
I'm working on it.
All right. I'm on from 8 to 11 Monday through Friday. So thank you.
Yep, I'm tuning in. Thanks a lot, Mr. Rim.
We'll talk to you soon. We'll talk soon. Well, you know, it's another day. It's another week, the beginning of another week. It's going to be 50 degrees, Sam. I know.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We deserve it. We earned this, Earl.
Yeah, but you know, the only tragedy is in the community where I live, when it gets warm, bad things happen. So anyway, I pray that doesn't happen. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.